You're listening to SBS News.
Why has it taken so long to act? Why were other things more important than this, the care of innocent children? Why didn't we believe? Today we dare to ask these questions and finally acknowledge and confront the lost screams of our children. While we can't be so vain to pretend to answers, we must be so humble to fall before those who were forsaken and beg to them our apology.
After decades of cries for help from victims and far more often silence from those who feared they would not be believed, Australia has apologised to the country's thousands of victims of child sexual abuse. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has delivered the national apology before Parliament in Canberra as hundreds of the victims looked on in person. The apology follows a frequently heartbreaking Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse, where many of the victims told their stories. Opposition leader Bill Shorten followed Mr Morrison's speech with his own apology on behalf of the country.
We are sorry for every childhood stolen, every life lost. We are sorry for every betrayal of trust, every abuse of power. We are sorry for trauma measured in decades, for scars that can never heal. We are sorry for every cry for help that fell on deaf ears and hard hearts. We are sorry for every crime that was not investigated, every criminal who went unpunished. And we are sorry for every time that you were not heard and not believed. We hear you now. We believe you.
The apology was one of 122 recommendations handed down in last year's report from the Royal Commission. The inquiry received more than 40,000 phone calls and 25,000 letters and emails and held around 8,000 private sessions. They resulted in more than 2,500 referrals to authorities, including police. The federal government has accepted 104 of the recommendations, with the other 18 being closely examined in consultation with states and territories. Mr. Morrison has also announced a museum and national research centre as part of the apology.
This centre will be the place to raise awareness and understanding of the impacts of child sexual abuse, to deal with the stigma, to support help and seeking and guide best practice for training and other services. All of this is just the start. Today, I also commit to establishing a national museum, a place of truth and commemoration, to raise awareness and understanding of the impacts of child sexual abuse.
Mr. Morrison says the government will also commit to reporting each of the next 5 years on progress on the Royal Commission's recommendations. A redress scheme enacted on July the 1st provides about 60,000 people with access to counselling, a redress payment, and a direct personal response, such as an apology from an institution if wanted. Care Leavers Australia wants the government to remove the charity tax exemption from institutions still deciding whether to opt in to the National Redress Scheme for victims. That could benefit, for example, people like Eric Wheeler, an 80-year-old man placed in a home in the New South Wales town of Coolah after being removed from his family at age 9. Mr. Wheeler says meeting his wife helped him heal from his past, but the memories cut deep.
You know, I talked to the Royal Commission a few years ago, and I've opened up a lot to what I've told. You know, I've even told my wife a lot of stuff I never told. I've told my children a lot of stuff I never told them before. But I say they can stand up there, they can talk, they can do what they like, but they came to me back when they took away. Mm-hmm. My childhood was gone. I never grew up with brothers and sisters. I just grew up in abuse.
As for the redress scheme, Mr. Wheeler says he would appreciate any compensation, but at his age is unlikely to benefit from it directly.
Well, it's actually too late to sort of help me much, isn't it? You know, because I'm nearly 81, so, you know, I don't know. Well, I've got 2 years left, 10 years left, I don't know. But then, yeah, I'll put it to good use. Whatever they give me a compensation, well, fair enough, I'll take it. There's no doubt that I'll take it and use it. to the best advantage as I can, and do something for my children that I couldn't give them before.
National Children's Commissioner Megan Mitchell says it's important to publicly recognise the pain and suffering. Ms Mitchell will be reporting to the United Nations on Australia's progress under the Convention on the Rights of the Child, including how the government is meeting the Royal Commission's recommendations. Just under 48,000 children are currently in out-of-home care across Australia. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.